kulin per zayin mishne gimel heuchel mi gida noshe kizayis. If somebody eats from the gida noshe a kizayis, machol sasuris. So if you got boy, he gets malchus. That lechore is a dove poshlik. Acholoi ve'ein by kizayis. He eats a whole gida noshe, very small animal. Ve'ein by kizayis. Doesn't have a kizayis, but he ate the whole thing. This is what's called in halacha the din of a barrier. So he's chayiv. Shteita on the Mishnah that if a person eats something even less than a kizayis, but it's machal sus, but it's a dove sholim. The classic example is brought in other places. You have the Mishnayis in Makis and Perigimel. Somebody who eats a whole bug, a nemola, zvuv, yitush, is certainly not a kizayis. But since it's a bay b'fnei atzmo, it's really his chayiv, even though it's not a kizayis. Now, as Ken Zayin, that the Rishonim point this out, that the chiddush in the ratio over here of Sofer Gaboyim is there would be a hava minu that you would have to, in order to be over on a ganzer shir, you'd have to eat a whole barrier. So, the chiddush of the Mishnah is Oichu Migid Hanoshe Kizayis, even though it's not a ganzer barrier, still Sofer Gaboyim. Perhaps we could be moisiv. In regular machol sasur, it's a piece of nevela, you're not gonna, there's no havamina that you have to eat a whole horse in order to rachman flam be over and chayve malkis. A kezayis of flesh from a dovetome is a zah. It's ken zayin. Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch in his Pirush al HaTorah points out something interesting. He says that regular machol sasurois is what we call achila metamtem. It's machol sasur mitzad the zah itself. It's chatiche di sura. Gira nosha, there would be a mokum to say that's not a regular machol sasuris. The issue over here is not because it comes from a dove tome. The issue is because it symbolizes something. The mitzvah is a mitzvah that's supposed to bring home the memory of an event that happened to Klal Yisrael. In Cain, it's not the cheftza of this flesh, this gid, that's also. It's the idea behind it. Maybe you have to eat the whole gid. Kamash Malon, that's regular machal sasus. That's maybe why there would be a shak v'tayah. Vinishvi, that's the din of the Mishnah. Kazayis or a barrier? Just to point out, what is a barrier? We said a bria shleimo. The interesting aura. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed that there are different shiurim, different shittis, how much of the gid is also. That being said, it could be that as a barrier, one would have to eat the whole gid. Even if we say the previous Mishnah, L'chor, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that the issue of the Gid is only the top chelik, the chelik of the Gid that's al kafa yerech. The lamaisa of the Gid continues. In order to be over to eat or dove sholem, he would have to eat even the other chelik, which is not really part of the issa. It's a chiddush. L'chor, the din is you have to eat a shir of the issa. You have a similar halacha, the Mefarshim point out, that the Gemara says that there's a din barrier. If somebody would eat a very small bird, there are tiny birds that are smaller than a kezayis. In order to be chayv malchus, either he would have to eat a kezayis of a tzipor tomei, or if he ate a whole tzipor tomei, ate the whole thing. Now, included in the whole bird, in the whole barrier tomei, are the bones. Atzomis never machol sasurus. There's no isa midaraisa on eating bones from davet tomei. It's not oichel. Still, in order to be over on the sheer barrier, he has to eat the whole thing. He has to crunch his way through the bones. It's foolish in the Gemara, Daf Kuf Beis. In Cain, then one could say the same thing on the Gid. Even though the chelik that's also is only the chelik that's al kafa yerech, in order to be over, if it's a very tiny animal, and to be chayiv, to get malchus, he would have to eat the whole barrier, even the chelik that's not also. Maybe there's a chiluk between atzomis of a dove tomei and the extension of the gid, which is bechlal not part of the chelik ha'asur yesh lodin. That's a pilpul nachroidim. Lemaisa, if you look at the Ramon, Yeridei, and Simen Kof, it's shteit mufurish that the chelik del kaf levadoi is called a barrier. The chelik ha'asur bishleimus is called a barrier, even though there's an extension of that very gid. The chelik ha'asur is a dove b'fnei atzmai, and to eat that, even if it's less than a kezayis, one would be over. Now the Mishnah continues, something that we discussed previously. Ochal mizek kezayis u'mizek kezayis. He ate from the right and from the left gidin a kezayis sefik shmoinim. He gets two malkas because he ate two. That's well known. We have a Gemara Mefureshes that if he just eats a bigger pile of kezayisim, he only gets one malkas. We're talking over here where he got hasura on one and Asura on the other. The Hasura is Mechalik the Meisim, that they consider each one a separate Meisim, to Mechayiv each one a Malkus Bifnei Atzmi. Rabbi Yehuda Oimei Eini Sefik El HaBoyim, because he holds, we had before, that the Issa Giranosha is only B'Yerech Yemin, the Yerech smells only Midrabon, and Samela only ate from one side Issa. Samela, he can only get one Malkus. Mishnah Dalet. Yorech Shnez Bashel Bo Gid HaNosha. Interesting halacha over here. This is really a halacha that's a shas halacha. The halacha of Benoy Sintam, Payul Machol Sasuris. The Yerech is the whole part of the animal, that whole cut of meat that has in it the Gid, and he cooked it together with the Gid HaNosha. Im Yesh Bo Benoy Sintam, Harezu Asura. All Isura, the way they aser, the marshal of something, a piece of nevela falls into a pot of vegetable soup, how much does it need to be in this bottle? Benoisin tam. Kate said, Misharinoisa, how do we measure benoisin tam? Most of us will have an answer in our head. Let's hold on. The Mishnah itself says, Kibosor bilofes. A little bit obscure what this means. Lefes is a term that's used by Chazal in many places. It's something that accompanies. It's malafes es hapas. And hulchas brochas you have. Things that are malafes es hapas. Over here is anything that's served with bosa. That the bosa that's cooked in, let's say like we said, a vegetable soup. How much would you need in order to give it a tam? Doesn't say in the Mishnah a number. And you look at the Ravi, brings from the Gemara, that it's halachal moshe mesina, according to this shita. The Tan of the Mishnah, Zalochel Moshe Misina Kibosa Belofes, even though if it would be cooked, if the Bosa would be cooked in, he brings examples, Kruv, Kaplut, different types of vegetables, it would be more, it would be less. This is the Shir. Hazoi Shteit in the Mishnah. Now, the Rav brings down that this Mishnah is Shaloi Kalocha. Why? For starters, Ein Begidim Minoisim Tam. The Gemara is Mayrach on this point, and that is that the Gid has no taste. The Gid HaNosha is also to eat. It's really daimed to atzomis. It's a chiddush haTorah that should be also to eat. Normally something that doesn't have taste is not food. It's like tendons. Doesn't have a taste. L'chor, it's not, kemat not roi l'achila, afil l'ochor the Torah asked to eat in Gid HaNosha. But because it's ene b'neis in tam, it can't ask up anything else. And the middle, the Rav says, ben nizbashel, ben nimlach, ben nitzla. It doesn't make a difference if it's cooked together, the yerech with the gid, if it's salted together, which will also be maflit, tam, nitzla, it's roasted together, which will also make tam. Mashlicha, you cut out the gid, throw it away, umutter. The yerech is mutter, it doesn't have taste, there is no taste. Vidafka boy, only in the gid itself there's no taste. Al shumno, yeshbe benoisin tam, the shumon around, the fat around the gid, that definitely has tam. That's not just a dry piece of tendon. That has tam. From loy notel shumnoi oiser, that can aser. How much? How much do you need to be mevatel the shuman? And here we go to a number that's more familiar. The noisin tam ha'omer b'min b'minesh and odim yochel lavchinem sharen oiser b'shishem. The number that we have, that everybody knows, and probably everybody thought as soon as we read Ketz and Misharon, is the number of Echad B'Shishim. Bittul B'Shishim. Everybody knows the halacha of Bittul B'Shishim. Bittul B'Shishim is just Chazal's uppermost level of things that give tam. Even something strong will be nizbatel b'tamo if it has 60. Now, the real truth of the matter is like this. That a min b'minoi, which means something that has the same taste as what it fell into. For instance, nevela fell into a pot of kosher meat. It has the same tam. You can't tell the taste. Min b'mino is bottle mederaisa b'roiv. It's only midirabonon that you need bittel kiviyochel. It would be nice in tam. Midirabonon, Chazal said that even min b'mino you have to be mevatel. What would have been the tam? What would have been the tam? The tops that it could be is 1 in 60. So you need 1 in 60. Min b'she'ene minoi, which is not bottle b'roiv, because we paskin, the nois and tam is the raisa, the seist. Like we said, if nevela falls into vegetable soup, even a small piece of nevela, if it imparts taste to the vegetable soup, it's also in the raisa. There is a shita that holds that nois and tam is midrabonon. Rashi holds that even by nois and tam, be'etzem midraisa, this bitl b'roiv, he learns it based on the sugi and psochem and nozer, Rashi over here and daf tzadik ches. But l'maisa midrabonon, you need mimavatl. So what do you need? You need, again, 60. So min b'minoi, which really doesn't give tam, you'll need 60. Min shaloi b'minoi, you'll need 60 if you don't know. But there are things that have a weak taste. And if it has a weak taste, it could be the Thomas bottle even without 60. And that's halacha l'maisa. Except you have one problem. You can't taste it. So the Gemara has a whole discussion that you'd be able to give it to a kfela. A kfela is a non-Jewish chef. You have to give it to a goy because you can't feed to a yid. Safik machol sasuris. You'll give it to a goy who's a professional. And he'll give you a professional opinion. You cannot taste the nevela and the vegetables. But you're allowed to eat it. Doesn't make a difference if it's echad b'shloishim, echad b'boim, whatever it is, it's mutter. This is a machlokes today, lahalocha, the mechaber, the svardim, can be samech on kvela, Ashkenazim, a machmi, can be samech on kvela. It's a famous meisa in Yerushalayim with a maril diskin. It was by a chasna where some nevela fell in, and there was a shayla of tasting. And what they did was, they asked a chef, a goyish kvela, and Ashkenazim wouldn't be able to eat from it. So, but based on the kvela saying that it was bottled, they gave it to a svardi to eat. And a svardi was able to taste it, a svardi kvela. And the svardi said, Yitaka, don't taste it. And Ashkenazim could be semich, they can't be semich on a non-Jewish chef, they could be semich on a yid. So that was the chap of the Maril disk. In any case, that's the halacha of nois and tam, and ain't be nois and tam. We'll just point out one more thing. Like we said, Zeshitas Rashi, Zeshitas Yochid, that we hold the Nesinas Tam, as is only Midarabon. Most Rishonim hold the Nois and Tam is awesome Deraisa, but here as well, there are several Shitas. There's one Shita that holds that if you have a pot of vegetable soup and a piece of Nevela falls in and you can taste the Nevela, let's say it's Echad B'Shleshim, you can taste the Nevela. What becomes awesome? Obviously, the whole pot, when it gets cooked, so the taste goes through the whole thing and the whole pot becomes awesome. However, how much does a person have to eat of the vegetable soup to get malchus? The poshut answer to that is, you still have to eat a kazayis of nevela. You'd have to eat enough of the vegetable soup in order to be called that you're eating a kazayis of nevela. So let's say one nevela fell in 1 in 30. You'd have to eat many kazayis of vegetable soup in order to actually eat a kazayis of nevela. That's what some Rishonim hold. In which case, most of the times it will be awesome deraisa because we hold chatish awesome in our Torah. You won't be allowed to eat it, but it won't be malchus. Some rishonim, including Rashi in the sugya pesachim, lefi that side, the nois and tams deraisa are mechadish, that the whole vegetable soup becomes awesome, and a kazayis of vegetable soup with the taste of nevela is awesome. The nesinas tam means you're having vegetable soup with the taste of nevela. A kazayis of the vegetable soup will get malchus. Some Rishonim hold is the Shit of the Rambam, is the long Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, to understand the Lomdis, is that there has to be enough in the Taruvis to have a Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. It has to be that the mixture is dense enough that a person would be able to eat Bechtei Achilas Pras, a whole Kezayis. Guess what? The Rambam's Mechadish, if it's not dense enough, not only is there no Malchus, but then it becomes bottle. That's a Chiddush, Mechadish Benois in Tam. So Reb Chaim explains how that lomdus works. The fourth shita is a shita of a ravid that says, Enachanami, if you can taste the nevela in the vegetable soup, the whole vegetable soup is also. However, since nesinas tam is a chiddush, it's not really eating nevela, it's eating something with the taste of nevela, it's a bazunder chiddush, there's no malchus. It doesn't have a din of eating nevela, it's a tosefes din, it's also mederaisa, but not to that extent that there's malchus. Those are the four shitas, and there are several other sub-shitas in this din.